next on the 5 o'clock report.
New Yorkers are dying every single day in our streets.
We can't fail the American people again.
$4.76 a gallon.
We should fund and mandate an armed SRO in every single school building in New York State.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. The gun debate rages on in the U.S. after nearly three dozen people were killed in recent mass shootings in Buffalo, Tulsa, and Uvalde, Texas.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21.
President Biden addressed the nation last night in light of the recent mass shootings and current federal gun laws.
After Sandy Hook, after Charleston, after Orlando, after Las Vegas, after Parkland, nothing has been done.
Mr. Biden calling on Congress to act.
We can't fail the American people again.
Opponents, including former ICE Director Tom Homan, say the measures the president is proposing, like red flag laws, are an infringement on the Second Amendment.
How are they going to design these laws? Who's going to make the decision that, yeah, you're going to lose your gun because you're a danger to the community? And if an ex-girlfriend or neighbor calls and says he's dangerous, he needs to get his gun taken away, who makes that decision? And what rights does that law-abiding American citizen have to fight that process?
The 50-50 Senate needs 60 votes to move any legislation forward. Meantime, Governor Hochul says she's looking forward to signing a package of bills aimed at toughening New York's gun laws.
New Yorkers are dying every single day in our streets. It may not be one crazy mass murderer, but they're being slaughtered in their streets, innocent children, people caught in crossfire.
One measure that passed on Thursday raises the minimum age to buy a semi-automatic rifle from 18 to 21 years old. State lawmakers also voted to strengthen New York's red flag laws and ban most civilians from buying body armor. Republican lawmakers, including George Borrello, say this gun legislation package is just for show.
If we want to protect our children in school, we should fund and mandate an armed SRO in every single school building in New York State.
Meantime, the price of gas is jumping higher. Correspondent Tom Costello.
A gallon of regular hitting yet another record this morning, $4.76 a gallon. That's up 16 cents in a week, up $1.34 from a year ago.
New York now averaging $4.81 a gallon today, with drivers in PA paying $4.85 at the pump. Several states now seeing statewide averages above $5 a gallon. Today, marking day 100 of Russia's war on Ukraine, NBC's Richard Engel reports.
100 days in, Russian troops this morning have all but captured Severodonetsk, their fifth major city in Ukraine. President Zelensky says Russia now occupies about 20% of the country.
Zelensky also revealing a diplomatic milestone of 50 embassies up and running in the capital. President Biden is refusing to get involved in the question of whether Ukraine should give up territory as the Russian invasion goes on.
It's their territory. I'm not going to tell them what they should and shouldn't do.
Mr. Biden says the U.S. will continue to help Ukraine defend themselves. And sky watchers may be in for a treat this weekend as five planets will form a rare alignment. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will be visible shortly before dawn. If the sky is clear, the five planets should be bright enough to be seen with the naked eye. Still to come this Friday, taking steps to restrict pregnancy care centers in New York, inching closer to the budget deadline in PA, and preparing to round up rattlers next weekend.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our call for tonight turning out mainly clear and cool. Low temperatures in the 40s for most, low to mid-50s in the larger urban centers and near the shores of the Great Lakes. A beauty for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, crisp and comfortable, high in the 60s, low 70s in eastern Pennsylvania. On Sunday, mainly sunny in central and eastern Pennsylvania, central New York. Sunshine, followed by some clouds in western New York and western Pennsylvania. Perhaps a late day or evening shower in far western New York, but otherwise a nice day. High temperatures on Sunday, mostly in the upper 60s to the middle 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for more, what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Problems with a pro-choice bill in the Empire State. Family Life's Brandon Dixon reports.
Feminist Choosing Life of New York is responding after the New York legislature passed a bill this week that they say threatens women's access to vital pregnancy resources. The group says the Limited Service Pregnancy Centers Bill appears discriminatory, may violate U.S. constitutional free speech rights, and focuses on disabling pro-life pregnancy resource centers rather than better understanding the myriad of needs of pregnant women in New York. They add the law is anti-woman and will likely result in fewer resources and support for pregnant women in the Empire State. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Crossing the state line, Pennsylvania's budget is due at the end of the month, and the state is holding a record amount of money. Governor Wolf is pushing to send $2,000 to every Pennsylvanian who makes less than $80,000 annually. State House Democrat Matt Bradford supports that measure.
People are paying more for gasoline. They're paying more for some of the most basic goods. Whatever we can do to make life easier for working Pennsylvanians, we should be all about doing, and we have the money to do it.
But State House Republican Stan Saylor tells ABC 27 that's a quick way to blow through that excess cash.
When you have a lot of money, everybody wants to spend money. It's always, you have all this money. How about spending like a couple hundred million here and a couple hundred million there? And quickly adds up that all the money's gone.
Pennsylvania public schools have received more funding every year under Governor Wolf, and he plans to make it a lot more for his final budget this year. False kidnapping attempt. Ganada Middle School east of Rochester was on lockdown earlier today following a large police presence. Rochester First reporting.
Law enforcement telling our crew at the scene that all of the students inside that school are safe and accounted for. Again, all the students are safe.
Police say students were texting 911 about a possible shooter attempting a kidnapping. Officials found no gun and say that report was false. Next at 5, we kick off our summer staycation destination series with a preview of next weekend's Rattlesnake Roundup in Morris, PA. How did you get involved in this?
There was an association that went together to hunt rattlesnakes. They wanted to raise money to clean up a couple of the fishing streams around here. And they'd done this for 1 year, and then they didn't make any money, so they dropped it. So the fire company picked it up, and we've been running it ever since.
Wow.
And I'm with the fire company, and nobody else would handle the rattlesnakes, so that's up to me.
Some people like snakes, and others are creeped out by them. What can folks coming to the Rattlesnake Roundup in Morris, PA next weekend expect to see?
So we have a pit that we bring the snakes in, they put them in there. And if they stand around the fence, they can watch them being measured and tagged and all the information gathered. Then we have a one-pitch softball tournament that goes for 2 days. And we have lots of food stands and chicken barbecues.
I think I even heard that there are fireworks.
Yes, we have fireworks on Saturday night.
So it's really something that the whole family can come out to with the snakes. They're in a pit so people can see them slithering around, and the fire company personnel actually rein them in, so to speak. They make sure that they're supervised.
Yes, and we have people in the pit that where we will take the snake and take it around inside of the pit so people can see them. We have to put them in a plastic tube when we take them out for the public to see them, so they don't get bit.
So what happens to the snakes after this event?
They have to be returned back to where they were captured.
That's where all the tagging comes in. So it's a lot of work, right?
Yes, it is.
And how many snakes are we talking about?
Right now, with all of our new regulations we have, we get about 30. A few years back, we used to get over 400.
I guess that's kind of what I was picturing, like oodles and oodles. But I think 30 is 30 more than I would want to have around on a normal basis. Amos, is there an admission fee for the event?
No.
So it's totally free. You can come. You can watch the snake measuring and enjoy live music as well.
Yes.
The festivities are happening June 11th and 12th. Where can folks go online to learn about the Rattlesnake Roundup in Morris happening next weekend?
Morris Township Fire Company, I think it's .org.
You know, there's also basic information at visitpottertioga.com in the events section. Have you endured any difficulties with the snakes, Amos?
I've been bit twice working in the pit with them. And the first time I was allergic to the antivenom. Now they have new stuff which I can take. But I have a little arthritis in my one hand where I got bit.
These are rattlesnakes, and they are poisonous, so something to be mindful of. The folks that are coming, do they have anything to be concerned about if they're not working in the pit?
No. No.
Okay, we just want to make sure people know that they're going to be safe. There really is a roundup portion to the Rattlesnake Roundup. So people that want to round up rattlesnakes, they get there at what time Saturday?
8 o'clock.
And then are they equipped with any gear, or do they need to know about that in advance if they're going to be one of the wrestlers of the snakes?
They would have to have a set of tongs or a set of clamps that they would use to pick up the rattlesnakes in a bag or a box to put them in. And we don't furnish any of the equipment.
Okay, so for those listening that are more faint of heart and don't really want to round up the snakes, what time's a good time for them to arrive to the event?
You mean to see the snakes?
Yep, to see the snakes or enjoy the music or food.
Well, the music starts at 10 o'clock and the food is around 11. That's ready. But the snakes don't usually come in till afternoon.
And kudos to the folks that are actually going out there rounding them up.
Yeah, because they have to be measured and sexed and everything right out in the field.
Can you tell me any weird facts about rattlesnakes? What's their lifespan? What do they eat, typically?
Usually they eat mice or young birds, frogs, anything like that that they can catch.
Okay.
But they'll live quite a while. I've had some, I figured it was like 5-6 years old.
That's Amos Osborne with the Moores Fire Company previewing the Rattlesnake Roundup happening June 11th and 12th. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features at familylife.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks were down today across the board. Tesla announcing that it will be laying off 10% of its staff. Oil significantly higher, now at over $120 a barrel. The Dow was down 348 points. The NASDAQ closed out the week by sinking 304 points, and the S&P 500 fell 68. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
There's nothing so demoralizing as stumbling into your kitchen in the morning and being greeted by a sink full of dirty dishes. No, I'm not on a rant. Hi, I'm Rob West, and this is your Money Wise Minute. I just want to draw a comparison between dirty dishes and managing money. The reason the kitchen sink gets filled with dirty dishes is that we don't clean them when the chore is manageable. Instead, we pile one dirty thing on another, telling ourselves we'll clean it up later. When later comes, the chore seems overwhelming. It's the same with managing money. The key to making it less burdensome is to keep up with it regularly. Our MoneyWise app can help you with that. Don't let your money management tasks pile up. Instead, keep up. You'll find that it makes managing your money so much easier. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, moneywise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We have a nice weekend ahead. First weekend of June. The nights will be cool. The days will be mild. Our call for tonight turning out mainly clear and cool. Low temperatures in the 40s for most. Low to mid-50s in the larger urban centers and near the shores of the Great Lakes. A beauty for tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, crisp and comfortable. High in the 60s, low 70s in eastern Pennsylvania. On Sunday, mainly sunny and central and eastern Pennsylvania, central New York. Sunshine, followed by some clouds in western New York and western Pennsylvania. Perhaps a late day or evening shower in far western New York, but otherwise a nice day. High temperatures on Sunday, mostly in the upper 60s to the middle 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, lawmakers in Spain are considering an option that could win support elsewhere. Jason Walker reports.
If you've had your fill of those telephone helplines that send you on what seems to be an endless journey of press 1 for this, press 2 for that, whatever, you might want to move to Spain. The government in Madrid wants to disconnect citizens from those systems that vex customers more than helps them. Parliament considering a bill requiring all companies in Spain to have real-life flesh-and-blood service reps whenever a customer should ask for one.
Yay for real people! That's the world we live in this 3rd of June. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.